Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 7, 2022. Efforts that do not vanish in vain. If a person has attracted some light but is unable to retain it permanently because his desires are not yet sufficiently corrected in order to receive the light with the intention of bestowing, then this light must disappear from him. It turns out that a person achieves bestowal, but each time he returns to the past. And so he repeats his attempts again and again. The main thing is not to settle down and to continue this work. As the proverb tells about a man who was allowed to enter the royal treasury and collect money in there with a small cup. But on the way out, the guard knocked the cup out of his hands, spilled out all the money, and he had to go back to the treasury. So he cried, thinking that he would never fill his vessel. However, after many such attempts, he began to get smarter and understand the king's plan. After all, in this way he could take out many sparks of light from a locked place and illuminate this dark world located outside the royal treasury. Drop by drop, a big amount accumulates, and in the end he gets back all the lost light. In the end, due to such inputs and outputs, he has acquired the qualities of bestowal. If he had not lost a little light in the beginning, he would not have been able to get more with his tiny vessel. Therefore, we are moving up in the degrees. How can I get to the next degree? Only due to the fact that my vessel, which I filled for the sake of bestowal, will be emptied. Thanks to this, I will gain twice the desire to fill it relative to the previous filling, which I have now lost. It turns out that this minus from the feeling of loss and the previous plus from the fulfillment of working together is supporting in me the desire to reach the next degree. It is said about this that the darkness will shine as light. I received a filling for the sake of giving of 100 grams, and after I lost this filling, thanks to the loss, I began to desire 200 grams already. And so every time I double my desire and advance. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, March 31, 2022. Pesach, Passover. Faith is not knowledge. Question: those people who feel that their fate is in their hands believe in their own strength more. Can a God-fearing person better control his nature, his thirst for power, if he believes in the upper force of governance? If he believes but does not feel it, can it help? Answer: no, because faith is not knowledge. We see that as we develop, it gradually disappears from human society. There is no room in it for faith. Question: do you think that a person will not be able to overcome his egoistic nature, his thirst for power, without clearly feeling the upper force but only believing in it? Answer: gradually, he will come to the point that he needs contact with it, without which it is difficult for him to understand how to live. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, March 22, 2022. The one who is above others. Question: what can cause a person to feel inferior to others? This is against our nature. Answer: it is self-education, when he studies the science of Kabbalah and sees from its realization on himself how insignificant he is. Comment: I can understand this only in relation to a person who reveals the upper force, the only power that controls all of nature, and sees what controls him. My response: and it is revealed in him in such a way that he feels himself small, petty, and insignificant both in relation to it and in relation to the whole world. And who is he? If he correctly comprehends the upper force, then he sees its manifestation in everything around him and feels small and weak relative to others. By seeing the manifestation of the Creator in all people, he begins to feel really not smart enough, not developed enough, not kind enough, not seeing ahead enough. And he's happy about it. In other words, everyone who is superior to others actually feels inferior to others. Question: it turns out that without revealing the upper force, a person cannot control his power. Answer: If we do not reveal the higher power, then we will remain creepy animals. And this is what we see. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, March 22, 2022. Do we exist? Question. For an ordinary person is death a state when he ceases to feel the flow of information through his five physical senses? Answer. Yes, his body dies. His eyes do not see. His ears do not hear, and so on. This is called death for us. Question. But what is it actually? Answer. I do not know what you define as life and death, because if you measure it to spirituality, then from the point of view of Kabbalah, even living people are considered not yet existing relative to it, not that they are dead or alive, but not existing. Let us say a child who has not yet been born, does he exist or not? In some potential form. There is a force that will pass through his parents, will be expressed in the connection of their reproductive cells, and will eventually give birth to an organism that will develop and be born. But today, when neither he, nor his parents, nor anyone else exists, it exists in the form of forces, potentials, in the space around us. Question. So, do we all exist in the form of potential now? Answer. In relation to the spiritual world, yes. Otherwise we do not exist. I think this information should give people a proper understanding of where they are. Today, they have the opportunity to implement it very easily and quickly. Therefore, it depends on each of us, to be born. To be born in the spiritual world means to begin to feel it through your five spiritual sense organs, Keter, Hochma, Bina, Zir and Pin, and Malkhut, which are like the five material sense organs. Our development in the spiritual world takes place according to the same stages of intrauterine conception in the spiritual mother, birth, feeding, and so on. That is, according to absolutely the same steps by which a person develops in our world. From CAB TV's close-up. Beyond the Last Line, May 3, 2010. Two parts of common soul. Question. Can we consider the male part of the soul in relation to the female part as Jews in relation to the nations of the world? Answer. Yes, the male part of the soul is the active part that attracts light through itself, but it cannot do this without the demand of the second part of the soul, since the second part is the bearer of a real, egoistic, correct desire. Therefore, only on the right combination of these two parts can there be a solution and implementation. The female part relative to the male one, or the nations of the world relative to Israel, must act together and bring themselves to a single, complete, corrected state, the soul of Adam. Then everyone will reach perfection and harmony. This can be done now because Kabbalah is open to everyone. We can attract the upper light of correction, which will unite us, and reveal the upper world to us, during this lifetime. From CAB TV's close-up. Reincarnation, May 3, 2010. If there were no external wars. Question. How is it decided and who decides when the internal war ends and it is time for these forces to appear in the material world? Answer. Only the Creator. Because it depends not just on a person but on what corrections occur in the higher system from us. If the system comes to its correction, then control signals come from it to our world. But we cannot know this in advance. In all Kabbalistic sources it is written that there is none else besides him and that this power is absolute love. The Creator himself starts all wars and conflicts between people in order to give us the opportunity to intervene in the correction, correct ourselves, and thus correct the world. The world is a copy of our inner state. Otherwise, if there were no external wars, we would not be able to realize the worthlessness of our egoism. War is necessary for a person to think about the meaning of life. Question. Does the Creator have no other methods to teach us? Answer. This happens naturally from what is created, from the opposite forces of our world, and man controls them. That is what he is given control of. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, March 1, 2022. Michael Leitman, on Quora, what can one get out of Kabbalah? At the end of our childhood, our eyes gradually start opening up and we find ourselves in a particular world. We can live in this world without giving it much consideration, simply living like everybody else and taking after their example. However, some of us feel a deeper need that makes us feel uncomfortable and dissatisfied with the idea of simply going through life's motions. What we want out of our lives depends on the desires that awaken in us. We all have a desire to explore our surrounding reality. When we are children, we explore our rooms, and the more we grow up, the wider the canvas of our exploration, from our rooms to our yards, then our neighborhoods, our cities, countries, the planet, and we then look out into space, trying to figure out what is going on in our universe. After extensively exploring our surroundings over the course of our development, we end up at the conclusion that we find no lasting fulfillment from such endeavors. Today, even our interest in space exploration has waned. We relate to it mostly in a mercantile manner, for instance, in order to operate mobile devices via satellites or for espionage. We find exploration of distant galaxies much less interesting than we used to. This is because our desires have changed. Our desires no longer aspire to explore cosmic distances, but on the contrary, at a certain point of our development, our desires start turning inwardly, directing us at seeking the source of our very thoughts, desires and qualities. In other words, our questions gradually shift from how we can best survive and be comfortable in our world, to why are we here? The question why? Awakens the more we develop beyond a certain threshold. It is a question about our life's meaning and purpose. We start asking about the causal factors in our existence, about where we are from and where we are headed. Our increasing difficulty to fulfill ourselves from one year to the next is not because we have less desires, but on the contrary, our desires constantly grow and the systems we previously created in order to fulfill ourselves no longer succeed in doing so. The more we develop, and the more dissatisfied we become, then the more we try new and different things to fulfill ourselves. Take, for instance, the transition taking place in the attitude to drug use. Today, there are moves throughout the world to legitimize and legalize the use of various drugs that, until recently, their possession and sale constituted punishable criminal offenses. It is all in order to give us a sense of calm and to forget about our growing disillusionment with the world. In our times, whether or not we verbalize the question or not, we start demanding answers to the meaning of our lives, and not just answers as to how we can live a comfortable existence in our animal bodies. We feel less and less meaning in fulfilling ourselves in the materialistic manner in which we have developed over the generations. On one hand, we find ourselves needing cars, living spaces and thousands of material goods in order to live comfortably. But on the other hand, we do so in order to simply feel comfortable, and the material items themselves hold no meaning. Rather, we feel a more inner need for something else, which we cannot pinpoint in our world, but which gives us a growing sense of dissatisfaction with our material existence. This is the question about the meaning of life. It is a question that no science, technology, or even philosophy and psychology can fulfill, as it seeks far deeper, to the very causal root from which everything extends. In short, our increasing loss of interest in our materialistic existence points to the emergence of a new level of development that is awakening within us, and it assumes the form of existential questions that we will increasingly feel that we need true answers to. Kabbalah was made in order to answer precisely these questions. Using the wisdom of Kabbalah, we learn how to fulfill our innermost questions about the meaning and purpose of life. By applying the time-tested method of Kabbalah, we gain access to the causal level of our existence while alive in this world, and by doing so, we attain an eternal and whole sensation of reality, which completely fulfills us. In other words, the wisdom of Kabbalah was made for answering the question about the meaning and purpose of life in a practical and methodical manner. Based on the daily Kabbalah lesson on the article by Kabbalist Yehuda Ashlag, Baal HaSulam, The Essence of the Wisdom of Kabbalah with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on January 24, 2011. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.